Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 110. Each morning when I'm rolling out of bed, well, more like sitting on the edge of my bed, I check my iPhone for messages, emails, and late-night ball scores. Then I take my iPad, find a playlist on Apple Music to move me into the day. One of Apple's suggestions today was an album comprised of love songs. I click shuffle and went about my morning routine. It was a great playlist. Each song reminded me of an aspect of the life Babe and I shared. There was a time during the height of my grieving that songs like the songs on the playlist would fill my eyes with tears, and soon the tears would roll down my cheeks. Not today. It was all good. The songs brought back good memories. The song, "The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face," brought back my memory of meeting Babe for the first time in the middle of a dance floor. I pictured her and the clothes she wore. How could I forget? I found myself smiling from ear to ear. Other songs brought back different memories, and they were all good. When I became aware of my reaction to the love songs, I paused what I was doing and looked back at how far I'd come on this grieving journey. I'd need a strong pair of binoculars to see that far. It's been a long journey. Lots of it has been uphill, some of it on bumpy roads. And as I get further into the journey, the road seems to have flattened out, and I'm moving at a steady pace, not breaking any speed records, that's for sure. I thought about my journey. I'm the same person as the person who watched Babe suffer and die, but I'm not the same person. I'm the same person in a way a 5-year-old is the same person when he or she becomes 25 years old, yet the 20 years separating 5 and 25 is an enormous gulf. At the onset of my journey, there was anger, tears, frustrations, and moments of anxiety. I felt like a gerbil on one of those spinning wheels. I was going fast, but I was getting nowhere. At the time, I would have given anything for the suffering to end, and it didn't. I learned it was to be endured. It was to be my teacher. It was to open my eyes to a reality with which I was unfamiliar. And it made me mentally and emotionally stronger. J.R.R. Tolkien, in The Fellowship of the Ring, wrote, "The world is indeed full of peril, and in it there are many dark places. But still, there is much that is fair. And though in all lands love is now mingled with grief, it grows, perhaps, the greater. If everything were easy, we'd never learn. We'd fail to grow and evolve as human beings." On a recent trip, I met a man who had suffered through several strokes. The left side of his body is weak. During our conversation, he said, "Ray, I hate being like this. I used to be so damn independent. Now I have to depend on others." He didn't miss a beat when he continued, "But my strokes have taught me to see others with eyes of compassion. They taught me to see how they suffer perhaps much more than I. I would have never understood or even seen the suffering of others if I didn't experience suffering." I knew at that moment he and I shared a common bond. He may not be a widower, but we both lost something we treasured. He lost his mobility. I lost Babe. We both evolved through our journey and no longer view it as a curse, but one of life's painful ways of teaching us a lesson we would not have learned otherwise. Brian Jacques, in his book Tangerang, writes, "Don't be ashamed to weep. It's right to grieve. Tears are only water, and flowers, trees, and fruit cannot grow without water. But there must be sunlight also. A wounded heart will heal in time, and when it does, the memory and love of our lost ones is sealed inside to comfort us. We can't be the person we once were. Life changed us. We're different now. How we allow that difference to shape us determines how we will live out our lives. We can choose to be bitter, or we can choose to be better. When we choose to be better, we become a blessing and an example for others. You are a blessing, and the journey you've traveled has made you into the special human being you are today. Shine on. Your best days are ahead of you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And remember, never quit, never give up. Good things are coming your way. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have a story as to how you are becoming stronger and more hopeful each day, I'd like to hear from you. Email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, @gmail.com. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.